Hello.
Hey Samuel, this is Keaton. I was reaching back out to you. My partner, he got in touch with you about Colonial Trail out in West Spring Grove.
Yeah, about buying property.
I think you
Yeah,
already
but
sold.
I done sold it. Everything.
I was just checking back in with you to see if you had any other properties that you're looking to sell.
No more.
Dude, I checked in and it looked like we had a higher offer. It looked like you sold it for 40 and we were offering around 50, 60 for it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
damn, yeah, good.
I feel bad. I should have kept in touch with you guys, see if but it looked like we fell through on our end. I just wanted to apologize for that.
Okay. And do so you looking for some more property though? I don't know. We might decide to sell my mom and them place.
I
I
got
don't know,
you. I hear you, man.
but
I mean, do you even know when you would sell that property?
I don't know. It's a house on, and the house is pretty good. I just got to paint. I'm gonna put wooden floors in the floor. I mean, 'cause it just done it, redone the bathroom, both of the bathroom been redone.
I got you.
Yeah, so I don't know
Is
if this
that
they
out?
sold it. They don't. I mean, if they sold, I don't know what they'll want for it.
I mean, I'd be willing to talk a little more about it if they really are trying to sell it. Is that out in Spring Grove as well?
Yeah,
I got you, man.
I mean, maybe you can come down there and look at it, and then decide.
I got you, man. Do you know when that would be? Would that be like sometime in a couple of weeks, or is this like next year? What are you thinking?
No, it might be this year. No, I don't know yet. I just want somebody to come in and see how much the offer is, and then we'll go from there. If the offer be right, then we'll get rid of
Got you. And what do you mean by if it's right?
it. Well, we don't want to lease it. We don't want to lease it. Maybe $120,000 for
I got you. Do you know what the address would be by any chance?
the address is. Let me get the address, then you can look at the property. Address is 19108 Brandon Road, Spring Grove, Virginia. Zip 23881.
I got 19108 Brandon Road, Spring Grove, Virginia.
Yeah.
And let's see it. On first glance, it looks like it's a 3-bed, 1.5 bath. Does that sound right?
No, it's 4 bedroom and 1.5 bath.
Okay. All right. This website might be wrong, but I'm hoping it's the right house that I'm looking at. I'll look around a little bit more on it.
Yeah, it's right across from the church. There's a church right. There's a
Okay.
church, Morningstar Church, right across the road from there.
I got you. And you said it's your mom's house?
Yeah, my mom house, but the kids belong to the kids, so she gone and lost to the kids.
Understood. So it's now it's in the kid's name.
No, it's a mortgage on it. That's why I said we don't want at least $120,000 for, and the mortgage ain't nothing but $45,000.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I hear you. And I'm assuming that your mother passed away and they got passed
Yeah.
to the kids.
Yeah, my mom and daddy passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. So
But the house, there's another house beside my mama. Now, that's 19106 Brandon Road. It needs some work. But I mean, you might can buy that property. I don't know. It's tied up. It's tied up with my uncle and shit like that. They might want to sell it. I don't know.
you said your uncle lives next door?
No, the house, don't nobody stay in the house because it need to be fixed somehow.
Yeah.
So
But
I don't
there's
know.
no relation. You don't know the owner though, right?
No, I knew that my uncle. I mean, they might want to sell it. I don't know.
Okay. So your uncle owns the house that's next door, but it's vacant.
Yeah, it's around three. There's three involved.
Oh, there's three owners.
Yeah, three people involved. You know how you got a place that you got arrows in it, and nobody don't want to sign to make the other person get it. So, you know, shit like that.
Oh, trust me, man. I've seen that many times. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But for your mom's house, who is it? Is it multiple kids that are in the deed now? Are there multiple people that own it now?
It's one, two. How many dead? Three. How many dead? Let me see. It got six or seven. Let me see. No, it got six. 6-11, and three, two dead.
Mm-hmm. So now we have, now it's in.
We might. I said it might sell it. I mean, depending on, you know, you can leave. You can check it out and then leave a card by it and say, "Are you interested in selling it?" I know they'll probably sell it for $120,000. They don't sell it no cheaper. I know that.
I hear you. I got you. My biggest worry is that I want to buy it. And then I have to get six people to approve it, and then one of the six is gonna say
no. If you come up with the right money, I think they'll sell it.
Okay, I hear you, man. I've seen it in the past. I mean, we've been doing this for many years, and
yeah, but okay. I'm pretty sure they'll sell it. I'm pretty right. sure.
It's just hard to get six people to sign one piece of paper sometimes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's about this is what it is. If six people sign. And if six people say, then they'll get their money out of it. They'll get some money. That's the only way.
I hear you, boss. So if I was able to come up with an offer that they would like, who would I talk to about that for 19108 Brandon Road? Who would I speak with?
Oh, you can speak to me, Janice. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, just call me. If you say, well, Sam, I do that, then I let the rest of them know, and then we'll go from there.
All right, man. I like that game plan. I'm going to do some homework on the house. I mean, I'm definitely trying to buy some houses this week. We buy around 30 houses a month, so I'm going to be looking at buying some houses, and I can do some homework on this one. And, I mean, if we like what we see, then I'll give you a call, and we'll try to get some paperwork together if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right, Sam. And my name's Keaton, by the way.
Okay. What did you say your name is?
My name's Keaton, K-E-A-T-O-N. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, Keaton. Okay. All right, man. So just go check it out and then see what you come up with.
All right, boss. I can do that for you.
Okay.
All right, Sam.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'll call you later this week.
Okay, all right.
All right, bye.
Bye.